There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right, welcome into Morning Invest on this Wednesday, February 9th. Is there a civil war currently underway in the United States, or is it about to happen? We're going to hear from a member of Congress who thinks it's a distinct possibility, and other members of Congress who had their office raided by Capitol Police say it's already happening. So we'll talk about the civil war in the United States.
And Canada is more divided than ever. Even a member of Parliament is speaking out against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as the Freedom Convoy rolls on.
And why are we seeing so many attacks against Tesla and Joe Rogan, all seemingly coming from the same place, the mainstream media? Well, yesterday, Joe Rogan had enough, and he tweeted about it. And it was amazing to see the responses from people like Mr. Beast and all of these people pouring out saying, you know, like the mainstream media attacking Elon Musk, like calling out, making up BS stories about Tesla. Why are they doing this? Why does the oligarchy have against people like that? We're going to get to the bottom of it on today's show. Stories that they won't cover in the mainstream media. Morning Invest starts right now.
Hey, you guys, you see that little pup in our little intro there?
Oh, yeah.
It's his birthday. Grover Dog is 2 years old today. He's celebrating by taking a nap. He also had a bath, and he's going to get a cake made out of hamburger later on today.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So happy birthday to our little Grover Dog. He has been an amazing addition to our family, and I can't imagine life without him. Although he sleeps with his little paws in my back, and I don't like that. I can imagine life without that.
So last night, we're curling up in bed. I'm sitting there watching. I was watching Ozark. I had my Apple headphones on, and she put on her mask to go to sleep. And Grover, like, climbed up from the bottom of the bed and then just, like, curls up here next to me and puts his head here. And then he just, like, stretched his legs out, and his feet were just, like, pushing into Natalie's back. She's like, can you
make that stop?
Can you knock that off?
It's not just that it's kind of annoying, but also I feel like he's so tiny. If I roll, I might snap one of his little feet when he might not, like, have the instincts to pull in. Anyway.
Well, and plus when they're that small, happy birthday, Grover, by the way, but when they're that small, it's like the little paws are more focused. So it's like it actually kind of hurts more than like a big paw that was, like, spread
it's
out.
It's like acupuncture.
It's not like acupuncture. It's not at all like that.
You should treat it like acupuncture.
Also, it's my niece Luna's birthday. She has to share it with our dog. So
Luna Lovegood? Is she named
Luna? Luna. Happy birthday, Luna Lovegood.
Happy birthday, Luna. Happy birthday to my 2-year-old mini pincher, Grover. So he and I took a long walk this morning on the beach. Now he's wiped out.
Yeah.
And I gave him a shower.
How would you guys like a hamburger cake instead of I actually usually ask for savory cakes too. I ask for nacho cakes.
Yeah. Is it kind of what Rachel made on Friends?
No, he doesn't get any. That was the trifle.
Yeah.
He did like feet.
No, this will just be like a hamburger, I guess, because he's not going to eat like sugary cake.
No.
Albert Mosley said, thank you for your $50 super chat.
Wow.
Says, well, we definitely need the cruise ships in Skagway, although it's claustrophobic. Well, Albert, we would love to visit you in Skagway. It was beautiful when we were there. So, thank you for your support of the show, and thanks for supporting independent journalism here. You know, we're covering the Freedom Convoy. We're covering what's happening in Canada. We're covering the big stories that the mainstream media will ignore, or they'll put their own billionaire spin on it. And we don't do that here because we don't answer to any corporate overlords. So just by supporting our show, you can do so by becoming a channel member. If you'd like to be able to chat with us in the members only chat during our show, just for $1.99 a month, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can support our show. Just go to morninginvest.com/join to support what we do here on the show. All right, Let's start with what's going on in Congress. What's happening in the United States? We'll get to Canada in a second because both countries seem to be on the verge of something. But maybe there's already a civil war unfolding in the United States. Yesterday, we heard from Representative Adam Kinzinger. He, of course, has been censured for like, I don't know, the 10th time now by the other members of the Republican Party, censuring him for his staunch opposition to Donald Trump and the overturning of the election. He made an appearance yesterday with Wolf Blitzer on CNN to talk about this issue on civil war. And he says we may already actually be in a civil war. But anyway, you want to do this while I get this video?
Yes. Speaking specifically around the issue of the January 6th uprising and the GOP's sort of refusal to go along with investigations and the Democratic Party's insistence that they go forward, he says it is not unthinkable that these dividing lines can get even deeper and it can turn into some kind of violent uprising in which both sides do begin to fight and or split. What that means, I don't know. But it does feel as if the country is more polarized than ever. And I want to say, I got a really nice message on my Facebook public profile. Someone had said, it seemed like the show yesterday was very much about what they, the Democrats, are doing, as if I am not a Democrat or I'm only, only against Democrats. And I thought for a long time on this, because on this show, we're not speaking out about any one party. What we're most interested in is what the hegemony is doing, right? What are the oligarchs doing, the people in power? Right now, the party in power is the Democratic Party, and they are working overtime to make it seem like this magic vaccine is what will end the pandemic, and anyone who didn't take it will then spread COVID and hurt other people, and then as a result, we need to marginalize certain people, and also we need a war. Those are sort of the marching lines of the Democratic Party right now. That's not to say the Republican Party is doing rosy things either, right? But both parties in power right now seem hell-bent on marginalizing people rather than helping them. And that was sort of, I wanted to clarify, because we're not against any one party at all, but we're also not for either party.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I want to know what the difference is, like when the rhetoric, what the difference is between what they think Trump was doing at his rallies by garnering hate and getting people to hate each other. What's the difference with them using the vaccine to do the same exact thing?
Right. Well, the thing is that during the Trump administration, so many people were saying, were upset at the Republican Party for refusal to see what their own party was doing under Donald Trump. And Donald Trump did plenty of odious things, right? And so many Republicans were just turning a blind eye. And now that the Democratic Party has power, is it incumbent upon Democrats to say, we don't stand for this, we don't stand for this, we don't stand for this, and speak out against their own party? We see this liberal faction that's willing to say things but then vote along party lines. Is it time now to really think about a party that helps people? Because it doesn't seem like we have either. So if both parties, who seem to not be wielding their powers responsibly, go to war, what do we have left?
So Adam Kinzinger was asked about this yesterday on, you know, with Wolf Blitzer, and they played a video of some new video that's been unearthed about the January 6th riots. And it came on a day when Mitch McConnell said this was an insurrection. It was a violent insurrection. Its purpose of breaking into the Capitol was to overthrow the election. It was to, you know, delegitimize the election. It was to hold Mike Pence to account. So they played a video yesterday showing these marchers coming towards the Capitol saying, it was actually pretty, I can't play it here because all the swearing, and it was actually pretty violent. They probably flag us here on YouTube for it, but it was, we're coming for you. We're going to cut off your head.
Who said this?
The marchers coming towards Mike Pence to get Mike Pence. We're going to drag you out by your head and we're going to cut it off. And then just yelling this, we're coming for you, we're coming for you, we're coming for you. And so like this sort of whitewashing, sweeping it under the rug as if it wasn't violent. And it was just a bunch of people hanging out in the White House or the Capitol Hill lawn. It was not. And we should actually address what the issue is. And Representative Adam Kinzinger says, like, these people are angry. These people obviously believed this. They believed what they were saying. They were coming here, and we are in the midst. I think we are very, very close to a civil war. Listen to what he had to say about this.
At their big meeting out in Utah. But watch just part of this new video just released by the U.S. Justice Department from that day. And I need to warn our viewers that this language is very disturbing.
If Pence cave, we're going to drag through the streets.
You just said you weren't going to.
You politicians are going to get drugged through the streets.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to have our stolen. Because this is the second revolution. We're here to take it back from you.
Cut the freaking head off.
Cut their head off.
How dangerous is it, Congressman, for the Republican National Committee to whitewash the events of that day and to simply call it legitimate political discourse?
Oh, it's extremely dangerous. And it's not even, if there was a word even more intense than dangerous, I would use that. Because when you convince people that the person talking there, obviously pretty upset, probably really believes what he's saying. And you can multiply him by hundreds of thousands or millions of people because their leaders tell them the election was stolen. Look, if the election was legitimately stolen, I'd be pretty ticked off too. That violates everything I swore to defend. And so when you convince that number of people, it is not a far thought, Wolf, to think that someday some militia shows up somewhere to do something and then some counter militia shows up. And truly, at that point, that's how you end up in a civil war. I never would say that we would ever have ended in that position, but I now believe it is a real possibility that we have to be wide-eyed as we walk into so we don't have that happen again. And anybody that thinks that sounds cool or they get to play dress up because, you know, they somehow think it's going to be fun to go out and camp with their buddies and have a civil war, there are people that really think that. Well, you know, the four or five heart medicines you're on, Walgreens isn't going to have them available when this place fails. How serious this is.
Am I hearing you right, Congressman? You fear potentially there could be a civil war here in the United States?
I do. And a year ago, I would have said, no, not a chance. But I have come to realize that when we don't see each other as fellow Americans, when we begin to separate into cultural identities, when we begin to basically give up everything we believe so we can be part of a group, and then when you have leaders that come and abuse that faithfulness of that group to violent ends, as we saw on January 6th, we would be naive to think it's not possible here. And it's not like, you know, the blue and gray North and the South. It just turns into violence like you see in other countries. We have to look at this wide-eyed and walk in and say we may have differences as left and right, but we have to bridge those differences because our basic survival is at stake, the basic survival of this democracy.
Wow.
So why am I showing CNN? Is because Adam Kinzinger was being interviewed and talking about civil war. That's why I'm showing this clip of a sitting member of Congress saying this. And I'll show you the other side of this, which is Congressman Troy Nails out of Texas, who yesterday says that the Capitol Police broke into his office illegally. And one of his staffers caught them in the act. He has been outspoken against Nancy Pelosi. He has been a critic of Nancy Pelosi. What right does the Capitol Police have to go into his office and just start rifling through his crap and, I don't know, deciding what they're going to take from his office? They don't. He tweeted this yesterday, said, breaking, the Capitol Police Intelligence Division investigated my office illegally, and one of my staffers caught them in the act. You can go through the thread, as he says thread here. You can start to read it all, and he breaks it all down. On November 20th, they found out Capitol Police entered my office without knowledge, photographed confidential legislative products protected by speech and debate clause enshrined in the Constitution. 2 days later, on Monday, Thanksgiving week, three intelligence officers attempted to enter my office while the House was in recess. Upon discovering a member of my staff, special agents dressed like construction workers began to question him as the contents of a photograph taken illegally 2 days earlier. Capitol Police never informed myself or senior level staff of their investigations, and the reasons are clear.
So why are you saying this is the other side? Because this does seem like it is the making of an uprising.
Well, I'm
some kind of internal uprising.
I'm saying I'm showing this division. You know, it's not simply, not to simply show like one side of the showing, like what CNN just saying,
right,
that these are insurrectionists, these are Trump supporters. Well,
but what this would show is that there is some force inside the government that is working its own way through.
I mean, we're going to talk more about this in a moment. When we talk about Tesla and we talk about the mainstream media going after Joe Rogan and so forth. And so if you disagree with Nancy Pelosi, if you disagree with the Biden administration is going to come to your office. They're going to call you on the phone, the media, they're going to tell you what to put on television. They're going to tell you that we disagree with what you're covering in the news media. And we're gonna come after you. And so this congressman is saying they broke into my office. Now, regardless of where you stand on this issue, you know, the Capitol Police is saying his door was open. That's why we went in. Nothing to see here.
But classified documents are classified documents.
Yeah, so you just break into his office. Okay, maybe lock the door. Lock the door then, right?
Right.
He's down the hall he's in a meeting. Just lock the door. Why are you in there then wearing construction clothing, not in uniform, and photographing legislative documents?
Well, and here's the thing. This is what's going to happen, because if you, like Kennedy always said, if you make peaceful revolution impossible, you make violent revolution inevitable. And these people do not listen to us. There are people during a pandemic that lost their jobs. They lost companies that they built. 200,000 businesses went out of business. People are desperate. They've lost everything, and they don't listen to us if we try to talk to them. We take polls. We tell them we want Medicare for all. We tell them 80% of Republicans want that. We tell them what we want, and they never, ever deliver. So they're giving us no choice. And I think that this is only going to get worse, and more stuff like this is going to happen unless they start listening to what they're and do what they're supposed to do, which is listen to us.
But I think what he's saying here, this threat, he says, well, hey, you won't be able to get your Medicaid if both sides raise up against each other, because I think a lot of people feel how I feel anyway, is that both political parties are crazy. They are not helping anybody but themselves. And if they want to go out and fight in the yard, let them. And I think that this Congressman Kinzinger is saying it will affect you too if it actually becomes this, right? Supply chains will be down. There'll be no politicians to... what? I don't know exactly. It's just the medications,
I
guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, you won't be able to go to your CVS. You won't be, you know, if we're in the middle of a civil war and one side is saying I want to know where the division, you know, where the dividing lines are, because it seems like there's a lot of things that we agree with. You know, the people that were marching on the Capitol, there's a lot that I agree with what they had to say, smashing and hurting people and going through people's offices. Not so much, of course, but standing for freedom, standing for, you know, saying we're enough of this tyranny.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe Trump wasn't their guy after all. You know, here's a guy who actually added to the swamp instead of drained the swamp. So I'm an equal opportunity offender here. Like, you know,
well, and you know what's
Nancy
kind of
Pelosi wants to insider trade stocks, you know, make millions of dollars when she shouldn't be trading stocks.
And millions of COVID relief fund to her friends at the Kennedy Center and all kinds of things. No.
Right.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like either of them are really standing for either of us. But we've seen now that if you can take a group that feels disenfranchised and find some kind of thread that runs through it that is odious, like white supremacy, then you can discredit everything inside the group, right?
Right.
The same thing is done on the left, on the right to white supremacy, I'm sorry, the same thing is done on the right to Black Lives Matter movement. It's like, oh, but yes, they're marching for black equality. They should have that, but they loot stores. So, like, let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? And that's very dangerous, and it's being done a lot now. And as we move into the Canadian story, we'll see that's exactly what people who don't want to talk about individual freedoms want to do, is say, well, there's a sort of odious line that runs through there, so we should throw all of it out and just not listen to any of it.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of, you know, good, too, because it's like the mandates have actually brought both sides together. When we saw the protests in Washington that the media didn't cover at all, there were Democrats and Republicans both there in support. And that's what's bringing the people together in Canada. So it's kind of cool how something like that, where it affects everybody the same, is bringing people together in a way.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you're seeing people of all walks of life in Canada coming together saying, we don't want this. We don't want this. This is government overreach. This is government going too far. And all of these people are coming together, setting up food trucks to support these truckers, bringing gasoline. If you bring gasoline, you get arrested, though, by the police. So it's been remarkable to see. We'll bring you a live update here on the Canadian border issue in just a moment, and what's happening north of the border in just a moment. But first...
First, we'll tell you about our show sponsor over at Indeed. Now, if you are ready to take your business to the next level and you would like to delegate some responsibility to other people so that you can work on your business and not in your business, obviously you need the right team to make that happen. And Indeed makes it easy to hire and build a team with the right skills to make your dreams a reality. If you're hiring, you need Indeed because this is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements, or else you don't pay the fee to post the job or use the site. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites where you pay and then you maybe don't get the right applicants, Indeed lets you partner in the hiring process and even find people you would like to invite for your job rather than waiting for them to pick you. With resumes on Indeed, they match your job description more perfectly than, say, just putting them down the black hole of some of these other job sites. One thing I love about Indeed is that it's really easy to sort of sort through it. It doesn't feel like you've just gone somewhere where you're like, where's the right job for me? Where's the right person for me? The algorithm is really fine-tuned to make sure that you find exactly what you're looking for there. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/invest. That means your job post moves to the top and you get the candidate you need. The offer is only valid through March 31st. Go to indeed.com/invest. Claim this $75 credit before March 31st. Again, that's indeed.com/invest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's talk about the Freedom Convoy and what's going on in Canada at this hour. So a second U.S.-Canada land crossing has been disrupted by protesters from the Freedom Convoy against coronavirus restrictions, which, of course, including vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers. Of course, we have two major trade routes up into the United from the United States into Canada. And the criticism this morning from businesses, and you're hearing now, it's funny to hear like the now Detroit and the auto industry is concerned about this, that they could paralyze the auto industry in the United States as a result of this trucker, these trucking protests, the blockages over the Ambassador Bridge, which is the busiest international crossing in North America, linking Windsor, Ontario to Detroit. That was temporarily closed. And they have some limited traffic going through, but they're saying within 2 days, this could be an absolute business disaster for the auto industry.
Yesterday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "Canadians have the right to protest, to disagree with their government, but let's be clear, they don't have the right to blockade our economy or our democracy because this trade route accounts for 25% of trade exchange between the U.S. and Canada. It's been reported that up to 500 trucks still remain parked in downtown Ottawa, obstructing daily life and emergencies and whatever else, traffic. Protesters, though, are remaining firm. They say all they're here for is an audience with the government. They're just so while the prime minister says they have a right to protest, he still refuses to go out. Now, you know, recall his reputation is the people's prime minister, right? He came out dressed in full colors for Pride Parade. He's not afraid to be amongst the people on a regular basis. So what is it about this cause that has him refusing to come and be seen? He did say he tested positive for a variant last week, but he's many days past that isolation period. And, you know, he and his government continue to say, well, this is a fringe group. These are extremists. They're hateful. They're white supremacists, which by many media reports does not seem to be true. And I want to sort of put a pin in that because, again, if somebody has an opinion that I don't like, such as white supremacy, does not mean then they should be subject to mandatory vaccines if they don't think that's right for them, right? So you cannot just not listen to somebody completely because they have one point of view you don't like. We wouldn't be talking at all to each other here. But now one of Trudeau's ministers is saying, look, you're dividing the country here and you're making this worse. And so now you see his own government starting to speak out against this.
Yeah, there have been 23 arrests right now on charges including resisting arrest, flight from the police, and other mischief. I'd love to know what the mischief is relating to the transportation of gas. So if you bring gas to one of these truckers, if you're trying to help one of these truckers and you bring gas to them, you could be arrested as a result of that.
Now, iMobby in the chat, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, does say that emergency vehicle lanes are still open.
These are working class people. They would do anything in their power to not hurt people. You know what I mean? Like, if they had to, they would be helping people get to where they need to go. I mean, they're not going to do things to harm people.
I didn't say that the emergency lanes were blocked. I meant to say that is what the government said.
No, but that's what the government is saying.
I have not seen that for myself. So if I misspoke, I want to clarify because I haven't seen images of that. But we are all kind of flying blind here if we don't live there, because we can't tell what's true and what's not, except what is being posted on social media, which we know will be perverted based on the algorithm, based on who we are, right? So we're doing our best here. But it is interesting because international news that is not out of North America does seem to favor the working class truckers more than, say, North American media.
Yeah, it is interesting. If you look around, like different news sources around the world, I mean, there's plenty of information coming from just different news sources in Europe and other places saying, like, here, these are workers who don't want these mandates, and the media in Europe is not calling them white supremacists.
No,
they're not calling them. They're reporting it straight, and
they're giving them a voice.
Yeah, they're giving them a voice, and it's been amazing actually to watch how the American press labels them. You know, labels them as white supremacists, and they're fomenting violence, and they're evil people, and all of this garbage. And it's not true. It's simply,
you know,
not
what
true.
Else I think is cool is they're trying to, you know, get these trucks and stuff towed out of there, and other working class people, the tow truck drivers, are refusing to go try and tow the trucks. And I think that, like, they're thinking they're going to be able to depend on other workers, other working class people, to go pull out working class people. And the tow truck drivers are saying, look, we don't want, that's like a big chunk of our business. We're not going to, like, go against these guys.
Yeah. You know, 80 criminal investigations have been launched so far in this. More than 1,300 tickets by the police have been given out since these demonstrations began in late January. And police said just yesterday they've been given these tickets out for things like fireworks, excessive noise, lack of insurance, and red light violations. Like, they're literally going up to trucks to see it, like, okay, do all of your taillights work? Like, that's what they got. That's all they've got right now. Like, are your taillights working? Okay.
They're like walking around the trucks with a billy club and like, look, your taillight's out.
Yeah, I'm going to smack your taillight out.
Well, now there are like-minded protests in Toronto and Vancouver, as well as some in Australia and New Zealand as well. And so, again, this is not an anti-vaccine protest. This is an anti-vaccine mandate protest, and there is a big difference. And it's important to listen to what these people have to say, because being a trucker is hard enough. Again, they have one of the most dangerous jobs that is out there available to man right now.
Well, and
they have such low profit margins, and our lives are dependent on them delivering everything our little hearts desire.
Amoebe Lever in the chat brings up a good point. They were essential workers for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And what does that mean? So let's unpack that, right? That meant that they had to be on the front lines delivering food, medicines, and resources to people and being asked to go out there and take care of their country, right? And this is how
And they
we
didn't
were paid.
Care at that point whether, because there was still a lot of unknown about COVID, and they didn't care that they got it. They took that risk not knowing whether they would get it, because they had to, because people still needed their food and stuff.
Yeah, and the middle class and the upper class can stay at home on their laptops and do just fine, while the working class people, again, are on the front lines. They're working at the grocery stores. They're deemed essential workers, like high school kids at grocery stores, like deemed essential workers, making no money, no health care in the United States. And the same is true here for these healthcare workers who are on the front lines, and these truck drivers who are on the front lines delivering goods so that people could order their Amazon boxes.
Yes.
You know, and these people were risking their lives to get those things to people.
Yes, absolutely right. So there is doesn't seem to be any end in sight, and I think the government is trying to use a heavy hand without looking like they're using a heavy hand. They started with propaganda, anti-trucker, anti-working class propaganda, and that does not seem to have worked. So it does seem like now they might try and figure out how to strong arm with it while also appearing to be gentle, and it's up to us to be good news consumers and sort of do that to anything we hear.
Yeah, and if you listen to Jeremy McKenzie, who does a podcast called The Raging Dissident, he says that law enforcement insiders have been telling him, now take this, and again, this is, we are independent media, so we can share independent media sources, right? But this is what he's saying over The Raging Dissent. He says that according to his sources inside of the media, or inside of the media and inside of law enforcement, there's going to be a mass arrest before Friday of these truckers by law enforcement in Canada. So, you know, again, we'll see. But he says the law enforcement is lining these individuals up. They're ready to make a mass arrest unless this blockade is opened in Ottawa specifically, and unless they pack up and start moving, there's going to be a mass arrest from law enforcement. So we'll see. It'll be easy to document whether or not that comes true.
Yes.
Right. Nikita Patterson in chat is saying, we're just going on day number 3 of New Zealand's freedom convoy. Our mainstream media is doing exactly the same thing as the other countries too, either blocking us out or saying really bad things about us. And we lost them. So yeah, so that's kind of crazy that that's happening over there as well. Because like New Zealand, like you think that that's like, oh, they're not going to do stuff like that over there, right? But it's happening. And they're wanting to do that in the United States. There was a group of truckers on Facebook trying to form this to happen in the United States. And I think they had, it was either 30,000 or 130,000. I know that that's a big difference in number, but somewhere between that, and Facebook took the group down and accused them of being Q members, which they had nothing to do with, which Q is QAnon. It had nothing to do with that whatsoever. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to do with Q. But they took the group down because they are, from the tech oligarchs to the mainstream media, trying to discredit this because they don't want this happening in the United States. There are a lot of truckers that are wanting to drive. I mean, I think the what I'm getting confused is I think it was 30,000 people in the Facebook group, but 130,000 people have signed on to drive their trucks across the United States to Washington. So, you know, like it once you start to see these things being taken down for nefarious reasons, and most of the time we're not even going to know about it because it's not like the media is saying, hey, this Facebook group was organizing and they had 30,000 members, which gives it some kind of credibility, and Facebook took it down. No, we're not going to hear that. So we don't hear those stories. I think they're back.
I think we're back.
Yeah, I don't know. We had an internet problem or YouTube or somebody decided to suppress what we had to say.
We heard you the whole time. Thank you for that.
No problem.
You did a great job.
Well, and here's New Zealand, you know, to someone in our chat saying New Zealand, exactly. The anti-vax protests inspired by Canada's truckers are right now camped outside of Parliament. And the same thing is happening in parts of Europe as well. In fact, Romania saying they stand with the truckers of with Canada as well, inspiring the world. I mean, this is the thing. We need to get these stories out there. And the mainstream media is going to hide this stuff.
And
this
goes back to what I was talking to you guys. There is no argument here that not getting these people vaccinated will harm the rest of us. It's just that argument has already fallen out from under us. So why then hold firm to hurting this population, right? Which
and that's like what I was talking to you guys about the other day. Like, how is the world, how are they being so compliant to U.S. corporations? Like, it makes zero sense to me how many people are taking our narrative when we have enough data now from Israel, from other countries, that what we did was wrong. How are so many still so steadfast in doing this? And internet out again, I think. They must be having some internet issues. So attacking Tesla. I don't know enough about this story to jump on this one. So yeah, they must be having some internet issues over there in the Portugal area. So yeah, I mean, and the thing is, like, there's nothing we can do because, like, a lot of people, this is why I don't, like, get on people that kind of have the wrong idea of things, because you kind of got to look at where people get their news. A lot of people still think that the mainstream media is a legitimate source of news, right? I usually go to the mainstream media more to see like the establishment side of things. So if you want to see what the establishment is thinking, you want to see what propaganda they're pushing, go watch mainstream media. But if you want to find out other things, you have to go out of your way to look for it. You have to find shows like this. You have to find other YouTube channels. You have to find other blogs. Because like most of the news that I listen to, where I get more legitimate news of what's really going on, is RT, Al Jazeera. Hey, welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back. Yeah, I don't know what's going on here, man.
You know? You're like, and that leads me to the next story, and that is... And
I heard you like, say, I don't know enough about this one.
Well, I was going to say, in some of these streams, like I mean, it's funny. It's not funny, actually. I find it actually really bothersome. I mean, we're seeing this... You know, we're seeing this happening on YouTube. We're seeing this happening on stories out of Canada where like streams are just going down, like when you're covering these stories. And we're talking about these tech oligarchs. So let's talk about Tesla. Let's talk about Elon Musk, who's just about had enough of these attacks from the mainstream media and these larger sort of government oligarchs that are coming after him. Now, it's because he doesn't want to play by their rules. You know, he came out, showed his support for the Canadian truckers. He said that the government of Canada is fringe, that we should not have vaccine mandates, that it's up to you personally to decide what you do with your body, but the government should not be imposing these things. He at Tesla decided not to do that, even when the rest of California was moving in that direction, right? And so Elon Musk, once again, is like under siege by both the mainstream media and the government over the past 48 hours. So this SEC subpoena came in, again, over one of Elon Musk's tweets. Now, this happened before, but here it's happening all over again.
Yes. You know, we recently read a book by an economist called Carol Roth called The War on Small Business. And it's very clear to see how the government likes to pick winners and losers who will go along with what the government wants. Well, Elon Musk has habitually refused to be that person, right? Elon Musk has spoken out against Build Back Better, saying that it will not pay for itself and it will help some but not others. They don't like that. Elon Musk has, you know, he has flaunted the tax rate on which he pays. He's publicly said how much he will pay in taxes. He's decided to move out of California for their draconian tax bills. Plus, he had a fight with the state of California over running his business during the pandemic. And he's not afraid to say things that a politician that or a business person that is in the pocket or the politician, actually, it's debatable who's in whose pocket. That's not a game that they can play, and he refuses to say it. So he said yesterday, he went to Twitter and said, what is it with this sort of relentless hate stream on Tesla? I'm sick of it. This also is not something that people normally say because it's actually legitimate.
Yeah, imagine, I mean, like a CEO actually going and saying
Yep, we lost him again. But I 100% agree. Why is the traditional media such relentless hate stream? And that's what it is. They try to sow division. Like the mainstream media, it's almost as if their main job is to sow division, because that's what they do. They constantly keep us divided with what they call news. And that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier, is like there are a lot of people who that's the only source of news they have, and they don't know any better. Why are a lot of people going to think that they're getting misinformation from the mainstream media? But it's true. They are. Like I was saying, I use the mainstream media as a way to go put my finger on the pulse of what the establishment is saying. What are they pushing? And then you look at the narratives of different, like Al Jazeera, RT, and other news sources. Now I know people are like, oh, I've had people say, well, that makes a lot of sense. David gets his news from a foreign source. So what, like I'm some foreign, you know, whatever. But you have to look at every side. I like to look at all sides of the news, because like I always tell people, you're going to have this side, this side, this side, this side, and somewhere in the middle of all these sides, somewhere in the middle of the conspiracy theories and of the mainstream narrative, somewhere in the middle of all that is the truth. And it's hard to get there. It's hard to go find that truth because you don't know where to go. And that's why this show, that's what we try to do. We try to get all the different sides so that we can give you guys more information to make an informed decision. And that's not what the media does. And that's what the media is supposed to do. They're supposed to help us. So, like, when I talk about who is doing the biggest injustice to the American people, in my opinion, it's the media, because they do not keep us informed. They keep us divided. Are you guys back?
Can't be. Well, like... just pull it in.
Are you guys back?
There we go.
Oh, the button wasn't even on there. I can't even, like, on restream, the button won't even. All right, we're back. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Can you take that tweet down and see if we're still...
So, the other tweet that I wanted to show is that Elon responded by saying, most news outlets attempt to answer the question, what are the worst things happening on Earth today? It's a big planet. Obviously, some bad things are happening somewhere at any given time, but focusing relentlessly on those things does not give an accurate picture of reality. So he was also upset because another news story hit yesterday also about this civil rights watchdog, Tesla expecting a racism complaint by California civil rights watchdog that's coming after him now. And so he's like, okay,
that's what's going to happen. Watch.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when he tweeted this. Why is the traditional media such a relentless hate stream? Real question. And, you know, he wasn't saying it about himself, but that's what it was implied. He's talking about like this nonstop onslaught coming after me, coming after Tesla, because we don't play your game. You know, you don't have to like Tesla at all. And, you know, you can think the cars are ugly or whatever you know, that's up to you. But at the heart of it is a guy that's not playing by the government's rules, does not want to play on the side of Joe Biden, does not want to go to their little summit in Washington and glad hand with other members of Congress. Also is telling Congress, we don't want your money, by the way.
Yes.
We don't want your offset credits. We don't want your money. Don't give us infrastructure money. We don't need it.
Right. And they were purposely excluded from any of the COVID relief bills because they are not unionized. So any electric car maker would have to be unionized in order to get the benefits from any of the COVID relief bills. And Elon Musk said, okay, that only excludes us. But
well, and even when they had that conversation at the White House about clean energy and the cars and stuff, he wasn't invited. Like they just always snub him.
Yeah. He's like Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, here's a guy who's trying to do, you know, pretty impressive things, and he's paid his fair share in taxes. I mean, he wrote that tax bill.
It was like $11
trillion. Just to make a point, basically, yeah. You know. But he's had a lot of supporters on Twitter coming after him on this, too. Mr. Beast tweeted this. I thought this was great. You know, Mr. Beast, the largest YouTuber in the world, tweeted this. Bro, I could literally feed a million people, and they wouldn't care in the slightest. But the second that I slip up and do something wrong, they'll pounce all over it. And that's the funny thing with Mr. Beast, right? Like, here's a guy who, even when Casey Neistat interviewed him 2 years ago, he said, have you had one of those moments where you screwed up yet, where they, you know, you had a YouTube screw up and they, you know, he's like, no. He's like, oh, just watch.
Yeah.
And he does stuff where he feeds the homeless. He gives people cars for free. He helps
people.
He's
the one that did that whole plant a tree campaign that planted millions and millions of trees.
Yeah, very little media coverage. No one's interested.
They have the one where they're cleaning up the ocean right now, that project.
No one's interested. If you're the mainstream media, they don't care that he's fed millions of people. They don't care that he's planted millions of trees. But the moment he does something stupid, like one of his YouTube videos causes something to happen or there's a problem, the media is going to be all over it trying to tear him down. You just watch. It's exactly what's going to happen.
Yes, because he's not mainstream media. Right,
and they hate it. Yes. That's what they hate. That's what they hate about the mainstream media. The mainstream media hates when they have these successful people like a Mr. Beast getting 100 times the views that somebody on CNN gets.
Oh, easily. You know, yes.
You have 50 million views for a video.
In 24 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. CNN would have to be on the air for the next 10 years to get the number of views that Mr. Beast gets on a video, or Joe Rogan. So let's talk about Joe Rogan.
Well, the media now all of a sudden remembers that Joe Rogan has used the N-word in the past and is using that to further discredit him because he has hosted people who had opinions about the pandemic that a lot of people in power do not like. And so now these episodes where he did say the N-word happened a long time ago, but it's been resurfaced because there is an agenda to shut down Joe Rogan because he has, again, he did not necessarily spread vaccine or COVID misinformation. He hosted scientists who presented their science that scientists, researchers, doctors who treat patients, and anyone who wanted to not believe any government lockstep line did not like these podcasts and wanted to shut them down, having not heard them, right? Most people had not heard them.
Right.
And so now the marching order is to string up Joe Rogan and serve his head on a platter, John the Baptist style, because it's just a, you know, and so now Joe Rogan has come out and said, I'm sorry I used the N-word. This is not an excuse for him using the N-word. I don't think anybody here should use it. But again, this is something old. If someone wanted to be upset about it, it should have been like, let's hold his feet to the fire when he said those words.
10 years ago.
Now Donald Trump is coming out and saying, just stop. Don't apologize. You can't make them happy. Don't try and, you know, like curry favor with the liberal media that hates you. Just knock it off.
Yeah, because he keeps releasing these videos. He's like, okay, guys, so a few years ago, you know, these videos surfaced, and he keeps laying like justification. I almost think it makes him look weak. Like,
yeah, yeah, I wish he wouldn't have apologized.
But you can actually feel sorry for it without owing it to somebody else, right?
Right. Like, right. The thing is, and I think this is why this James Lynch piece in Newsweek is so good, because he says the mainstream media is attacking Joe Rogan instead of admitting its own failures. And their own failures, they say, is the fact that the mainstream media is collapsing. It says these massive errors in fact and judgment are why media trust among American public has dropped to its lowest on record, and why people are switching to independent voices like Rogan, who they view as more reliable source of information.
So the mainstream media dragging Joe Rogan out is self-serving, right? Because he was hosting people who the mainstream media would not.
Exactly.
He is a voice that the mainstream media cannot get back. His audience, they want it so badly, right?
Yeah, and to talk about what, you know, what Natalie was talking about with the people that he's had on, not only were these people scientists and doctors, but they were the leading experts in their field. I mean, the one doctor, Peter McAuliffe, that he had on is one of the most published doctors ever. One of the most published doctors in medical journals, in research journals and everything like that ever. So why is the mainstream media not having this guy on? Why are they not getting a different side of the story? Why is it like there's only one side of the story? And if you don't fit their narrative, like I was saying earlier about the mainstream media, if you don't fit the mainstream media, like Elon Musk, like Joe Rogan, they are going to do everything they can to attack you. And the thing is, when Joe apologized, all he's doing is making it worse, because they're never going to stop. They're demanding this and they're demanding that. They don't care if he gives them their demands. They want more. And as soon as he gives them a little bit, they're going to want more. And that's what's happening. They just want Joe Rogan gone because they don't want opposing voices. They don't want a counter to the establishment narrative. This is so funny. I got a text yesterday from Nancy Pelosi, and it's like, I don't know how I got on that list. I'm not like on Nancy Pelosi's email list or anything, but like saying that they're going to lose power in the government if we don't vote for Democrats or whatever. They're going to lose their seats and they're not going to have the power that they have now. But have we not seen enough that even though they have the Democrat, they have the Senate, they have Congress, they have the presidency, they're still not passing anything for the people? They've still not done a single thing for us. And it's like their narrative is slowly starting to fall apart. You know, if they go through with this where they're going to not allow Congress and Senate to trade stocks. Oh, I got a message from Clayton. I don't have the button in Restream to add myself back in, because you're not there. You're not showing up, Clayton. So refresh again, like refresh Restream, and maybe you'll come back in. But the mainstream media does not like that their narrative is falling apart. The establishment does not like that their narrative is falling apart. People just want to be informed, and informed people are very powerful, and it's hard to get informed when you have a media that is not informing you. Welcome back.
Yeah, so the button is not there in Restream. Like right now, it's still not there. Like those have gone. Like the past few times I've refreshed, like the little button to add myself back in, you know, like the little.
Yeah, that's weird, because I didn't even see you to even be able to click it. Like I heard you come in, but I couldn't see you.
So I'm sitting here and I'm like, I can't flip anything on. So I refreshed and nothing. So anyway, yeah, this is why the mainstream media. So thanks for that. I was listening the whole time. I mean, this is why the mainstream media hates Joe Rogan, like going after Joe Rogan, because they are losing big time. And Joe Rogan can get millions of viewers, millions of listeners to his show. And mainstream media and cable numbers are at their lowest point in decades now.
Yes.
Did you see Brian Stelter's little whiny segment yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. It is so cringe. You have to watch it. I don't have it to pull it up, but he was just like whining, like, you know, people come here for truth and we give it to them, and you're not going to get it from these other people, like basically like Joe Rogan or whatever. And he looked like he was going to cry. Like he was just whining.
I mean, there should not be a monopoly on truth, you guys.
No.
We should just be able to talk about what they tell us and what we believe, and to look behind the curtain. I just saw someone on our chat saying, oh, I'm out, they're all Fox News-ish. And I was like...
I love when these random people...
like, okay, oh, like that News-ish. Really... That one got me. I want to just like seriously LOL. Because what would you like us to say instead? That... Joe Rogan is a crap head and Elon Musk actually does not make progress for humanity. And he should not say anything ever on Twitter own company.
They want us to be like the mainstream media. So they
and
want us
to, I'm just trying to like
parrot talking points of like
up,
CNN,
like,
you know, like that's parrot talking points of CNN.
All
like,
truckers are racist.
Yeah, they're racist. There's the, you know, you're all using ivermectin, which is horse paste and horse dewormer. And I mean, okay. This is the kind of crap. Like,
that's what you think. Like, we're not telling you to think the opposite of those things. We're telling you to like critically think about those things. Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know if you can hear me or not. I used to work at Fox News. I was a news anchor at Fox News for 10 years. Like, I was a liberal from Philadelphia working in Fox News. Like, and no one knew my people were like, oh yeah, you know, you must really can't stand Obama. I'm like, no, I don't feel that way. You must really love Trump. I'm like, no, I don't feel that way. I was always an independent. And so that's what we try to bring here on this show, is that, you know, neither one of these mainstream billionaire media companies are going to give you the straight shot, give you the straight answer. It doesn't matter if it's CNN. It doesn't matter if it's Fox. It doesn't matter if it's MSNBC.
Yeah.
They're all run by billionaires who do not care about you. I mean, it's freaking ridiculous to think that you can in 1 minute run an advertisement from Pfizer and then in the next minute do an objective story about the vaccine. Two minutes later,
with a specialist sitting on the panel from Pfizer.
Right. Yeah, we're going to be joined by an expert now from Pfizer to tell us about the efficacy of his own vaccine. Like, you can really trust that?
Yeah.
It's friggin' ridiculous.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you think of people like Rachel Maddow who make like $30,000 a day. All right. A day. And you're going to trust that that person is not being told what to say? You know what I mean? Like that they're going to just like, if somebody says, hey, you need to say this, they're going to be like, no, I'm not saying that. Well, you're going to lose your $30,000 a day. Well, okay, I'll say it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. But I guess, you know, when you turn on a news channel and now we're automatically trained to think like, what's their angle? I'm going to let you know, I don't like anybody except I like David. I do like Clayton.
Thank you.
Like Keanu Reeves. But that's my
only
angle. Like, I don't like anybody. We're not trying to promote or talk against anybody. We're just breaking down the stories and saying, what is this about?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. I'm lucky to be on that list, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, along with Keanu Reeves. I'll take that.
Definitely.
Apparently, she doesn't even like our kids. So
oh, I
good.
Like them by default. I'm just talking about adults.
Some of them.
Adults.
All right, let's talk about MVMT. Valentine's Day is already around the corner, but we know finding the right gift can be stressful. That's why our friends over at Movement Watches have already done the hard work for you with a huge site-wide sale. Our friends at Movement know what Valentine's Day is all about. They have timeless watches, 18-karat fine jewelry pieces, special edition styles that are rare ceramic watches and bracelets. You can save on these gifts right now. Just choose a watch and a matching accessory and get an immediate 20% off your order, plus free shipping and free returns always. Enjoy a stress-free Valentine's Day by curating the perfect watch and accessory gift for our special discount. Now, I've been wearing, I mean, I love the watches, but I've been wearing the sunglasses. I love their sunglasses. I absolutely love it. I wore it today.
They're handsome on you, honey.
Yes, I think, and they fit perfectly. These are my favorite sunglasses I've ever worn. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. And I'm 45 years old. That's a lot of sunglasses that I've worn. These are my favorite sunglasses I've ever worn. Shop 20% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com. That's MVMT.com/invest. Go to MVMT.com/invest for your most stress-free Valentine's Day gifting yet. Movement, Style shouldn't break the bank. Join the movement. Go to their website and check them out. They support our show. They support independent journalism. And that's why we appreciate their support of our show. And we appreciate you supporting them. So thank you so much. Appreciate that.
All right. We're going to tell you what's trending before we get you out of here. And hopefully our internet holds on and yours does too. Gumby is trending because Fox acquired the entire Gumby universe with plans to make a brand new series. Who out there is hoping for a new Gumby series? Anybody?
I would be, I would love to see Eddie Murphy Gumby.
No. As long as they make it like a Gumby slash like a Kick-Ass movie. You remember the movie Kick-Ass?
I never saw that movie, but yeah.
Is so good. If they did it something like that, like where he's like a crime fighter, you know, and kind of like, what's the guy from the Fantastic Four? The stretchy guy.
Mr. Fantastic.
Mr. Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
But like Mr.
Yeah.
Gumby.
I guess. I don't think it's really a superpower. It's just an anthropomorphized piece. Anthropomorphized.
Gumby, don't listen to her. I think you're super.
Okay.
I'm Gumby, damn it.
I used to tease Clayton that when he was on Fox, they would make his hair look kind of like that because it was like Gumby hair. I would be like, honey, I would text him during the show, even out your hair, it looks like Gumby. That's Fox News hair. Peloton is trending because the company is cutting nearly 3,000 jobs to deal with shrinking profits. CEO and co-founder John Foley sent me an email personally as a Peloton member saying he's going to step down as CEO and just stay on the board. Over almost 3,000 people will lose their jobs at a factory in Ohio, but they will get a free one-year membership to Peloton. So that's the same.
Hmm.
Oscar nominations 2022 are trending because the Oscar noms are out. They were announced on Tuesday. Jennifer Lawrence and Lady Gaga were some obvious snubs, but otherwise it's like the same three ladies who are always like...
It's Meryl Streep.
Not Meryl Streep, but it's Olivia Colman, Nicole Kidman. It's like the same ladies you see for an Oscar.
Has Lady Gaga been in another movie?
Well, she won. Didn't she win the Academy Award for the Shallows song? And
she won for a Star song.
Cooper. She was in a movie with Bradley Cooper where she
played. Yeah, Star is Born.
Star is Born.
Yes, but she also was in The House of Gucci and was not nominated for that.
Snubbed. They said Gaga was gagged. Apparently she wasn't that good in it. I don't know.
I have no opinion. We didn't see it. Hashtag Brits 2022 is trending because the 42nd annual British Music Awards happened Tuesday and it featured performances by Adele, Little Sims, Ed Sheeran, and more. And people were pretty excited about that. And National Pizza Day, that one with Pee Wee Herman is the one I've chosen for this, is trending because that is today. He says, pizza my heart. So go
Today's
after
National
it.
National Pizza Day?
It is. Yeah.
Pizza, come here. Celebrate with pizza then.
We didn't know Grover's birthday is National Pizza Day.
Nice.
Okay, and finally, Dear Brian is trending because I don't see the tweet. It's black. Do you see it? Look, it's this one. Okay, it's trending because some a-hole decided to mansplain to ladies that there's no reason whatsoever, he says, to post pictures of yourself in low-cut shirts, bikinis, bras, and underwear, or anything similar ever, not to show your weight loss journey, not to show your newborn baby, not to document your birth story. Sincerely, your brothers. That guy gets my thumbs down of the day. He has no right saying that to anybody. I mean, what do you have the right to put your bloated, bearded face on the internet at all if this is... So here's some fun reactions to it. Show the one in the cat.
Stupid mouse cursor. I cannot even.
Stupid mouse won't show a cat.
Okay. Dear Brian, this is from my friend Bella, who thinks you're a jerk. So can a cat wear a bra? Or does that offend you, Brian? Sorry about that. Here's another one with the soup. What makes you think any of us give a crap about what you say or feel? Any of us? Signed, women on Twitter. P.S. Have some soup. There's some other really good ones in here. Maybe that one. It's really funny to watch people say, like, we don't need your opinions. Me and my boobies would like a word, Brian. I say, F that guy. Ladies, show whatever you want. Especially the, like, we don't need to see your weight loss journey.
Yeah
we do. We don't want to see your newborn baby story. Yeah, okay, then what is the internet for, Brian?
And no bikinis? I mean, come on now.
Brian.
Yeah.
Brian Suave.
This Rico is just the Suave. Most sexist thing I've ever
now,
seen.
He signed
ever.
It your brothers. Is he saying like, hey, if I've got a sister out there, I just don't want to see my sister in a bikini on the internet.
Who cares what he says?
Yeah. I don't know if that's his point. Why would you sign it your brothers?
He doesn't even have a blue check mark. Let's move on.
He's an idiot, but he has managed to piss off ladies everywhere.
Like the fact that he thought to take time out of his day to write this, you know.
And who's going to be like, yeah, I don't like that either. I don't want to see your sexy underwear.
Yeah, what guy would agree with this guy?
Does
yeah,
it,
Brian.
Did you go to his profile and see if it says like satire?
We don't want women in bikinis. We don't want low cut things, Brian.
How would you even sell beer?
With you? Exactly.
What his is jacket is open. Brian. He doesn't even have his jacket button shut and he's saying that.
Yeah. He's one to talk. I don't need to see your pink open jacket shirt.
We should always have bikinis. There should be, in fact, we're going to redo the show open so that Natalie's in a bikini instead of a Grover. And when we get on the lounge chair, she'll be in a bikini. Mm. What about that?
I'm going to need some heads up on that. Some airbrushing.
Oh, you'll get some heads up.
No, nobody's asking for that. But Brian, I reserve the right if I decide to.
Brian. Thanks, Brian, you a-hole. All right, we're going to get to your super chats in a second. But first, I want to tell you about our last show sponsor, our friends over at Manscaped. So it's that time of year, right, guys? Get a little cleaned up. It's almost springtime. You guys got to get ready for springtime.
For your banana hammocks.
And get your banana. Speaking of.
You can wear that, apparently.
Yeah, I can wear that, right?
Brian's okay with you wearing that.
I guess
you
so.
You can't wear it on Twitch, I don't think.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
That's so romantic.
And our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you with the best tools to get your balls ready for that special occasion. This Valentine's Day, it's time to join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. With our exclusive offer, go to manscaped.com, use the code INVEST for 20% off and free shipping. Now, I love my, I use it on my sideburns. I just ordered the Weed Whacker. Did you guys order the Weed Whacker yet? This thing is
Yeah,
awesome.
I have mine. Yep.
Oh, I love this thing. So I just got the Weed Whacker in the mail a few weeks ago. This thing is fantastic.
I've been using mine a lot more because I don't know if you guys can see down here in this corner. See this logo? That's my new logo. And so I'm actually trimming and shaping my beard now. So I'm shaping it down into a point. So I've been using that thing almost every day to kind of, my barber said I need to keep it trimmed here. And just let it grow here, but keep it trimmed so it kind of goes down into a point. So beardscape, yeah.
This is like a topiary on your face.
It's a topiary. Yes. 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 He's gonna shave it into the form of like a cat.
Yes. Like,
but that's how you do it. I mean, Manscaped is amazing. They've got the perfect package. They have this fantastic liquid formulations like their Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver. Start your day off with the deodorant. For your boys, stay cool and dry all day. Don't forget, you know, you smell good. I love the, I have the Manscaped body wash. I use that in the shower. That stuff is fantastic, so I use that. And I just really love this because it works with wireless charging, helps me clean up my sideburns really nicely, and other stuff as well, of course. And of course, the Weed Whacker does wonders for you. But you can get 20% off right now and free shipping. Go to manscaped.com. And use 20% off plus free shipping. Use the code INVEST when you're checking out. Again, that's 20% off free shipping when you use that code INVEST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code INVEST. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day. Our thanks to that.
Well, thank you for joining us, you guys. We'll hear your super chats before we get you out of here.
Yeah, and I apologize for our technical problems we had with the internet issues, but I don't know.
Yeah, we did okay. Sweet Vintage TV. This is not a super chat. This is just like a PSA. If she has to wear a bikini, Clayton has to wear a thong in the video. So,
what makes you think I'm not?
You can borrow mine.
I already am. That's why you see me adjusting a lot.
Grimskull with a $5. Oh, it's okay, Natalie. I do like you a little more than Clayton. Don't tell him, though.
Oh, that's
ditto.
That's apparent. What? What did I do?
We like you.
Wow, this is a completely different vibe than the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
When you were, you know, thinking about... Anyway, None of Your Business said, where are the black and brown truckers? Are we being slanted to think only white people? No, there was plenty. They had an interview. I saw two black people that were trying to counter that narrative with the reporter. They're like, yeah, there's like it's all about love here. They were hugging and everything. So yeah, there's people there. Albert Mosley, we definitely need the cruise ships in Skagway, although it is claustrophobic. Oh, we already read that one, but that's all the super chats.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on this Wednesday. Again, we apologize for internet issues and who knows why that's happening.
We'll get it fixed. We'll get to the bottom of that. Yeah. We'll ask Elon Musk. Thank you again. We'll see you here tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe to the newsletter. It's morninginvest.com. It's free. It's entertaining. And we'll talk to you that way and this way tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.